My name is Arya Almadi. I'm the director of the Water Valley Arts and Music Festival.
Arya joins us on Community Hotline today as we look forward to another edition of the Water Valley Arts and Music Festival. How many years has this been running for the folks in our area?
This is the second year of running as Alberta Arts and Music Festival for us.
And what was the response to the inaugural edition last year?
The response was very good. Everybody was excited, even if we had some unfortunate weather happening during that weekend. So that's why we moved it to August this year. Less chance of 6 inches of rain over the weekend in August.
Yeah, hopefully.
So we hope that this will give us a better chance to put a better and bigger show.
Excellent. So what are the days that this is going to take place, and what are the hours going to be?
Of course. So the festival starts on Friday, August 21st, and it concludes on Sunday, August 23rd. We start at 6 p.m. on Friday, and we end at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Where will it take place, and what kind of acts will you have performing throughout the weekend?
Of course. The festival takes place at the Fallen Timber Meadery Grounds. We have many different acts from country, rock, blues, electronic. There's a little something for everyone.
If people want to get tickets ahead of time, is there a place that they can go to do that? And is there a cost involved?
Everybody can go on vwamf.ca, which is Water Valley Arts and Music Festival. And the tickets are on sale on the website. Whole weekend passes are $90 and day passes are $50. We hope to have everybody with us celebrating this year's festival.
That's great. Do you guys have a mission or a goal for the festival that is a part of your mandate?
Our goal is to gather community members around and anyone that loves arts and music to give them a place where they can spend a weekend, enjoy some great music, great food, and see some of the work that the Alberta artists do, and overall welcome people to our community.
Super. And why are you excited about this year's edition of the event?
I'm excited about this year's event, personally, about the projection mapping that we have planned. So we're planning to have the biggest projection map forest, if you would, in Mountain View County, and I'm really excited about that aspect of the festival, as well as some great acts that we have lined up for this year.
Super, and if people want to see the full lineup, where can they go?
They can go on the Water Valley Arts and Music Festival website. Our full schedule and the list of artists are there, our guides, and we have a page for so people can know what they can expect for the weekend.
Super. Well, thanks, Arya, for joining us on Community Hotline today, and best of luck with the festival.
Thank you for having me, Galen.